from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Yeah, let's get into it, Figgy, with the because I kind of feel like we're getting a little I know I'm getting a little cocky, and Sean and Seth said something that I thought was right in the same wheelhouse as why I'm getting a little cocky, the old super team thing, but that's just one part of it. Okay, so updates on practice. They are on the field. We're gonna hear from Bobby Slowick. We'll hear from Bobby Slowick live right off the field. I think, and why am I so excited about Bobby Slowick? Bobby Slowick! No, the reason is, you know, I felt like the offense really put a stake in the ground. The offense also had a really good day yesterday. We're going to see the three wide receivers for the first time against, you know, in a real so-called game on Friday night. Offense is a big story right now. We're going to hear from Slowick, obviously Frank Ross. So we'll hear a little bits and pieces of that, as well as Matt Burke. But Bobby Slowick, we're going to talk about the offense. Offense already having another good start to practice, but let's get to some of the dudes, who's there, who's not. Danielle Hunter, good news. He's
here.
He's dressed up, present. Danielle Hunter. Linebacker Drake Hansen, also present.
Here.
Lonnie Johnson, here.
Here.
All right. Now we go to the other ones, and then we'll get into why I'm a little cocky here, and I'm a little worried about that. Kamari Lassiter, no sign of him at practice just yet. Will Anderson not practicing. And then, of course, Laramie Tunsil, Christian Harris, and Joe Mixon. We're going to get back to that.
Or sky's blue.
Yeah, man. We're going to get back to that a little bit.
Grass is green.
Yeah. And Jeff Okuda and Desmond King are not practicing. Just three tight ends are practicing. Brevin Jordan and Tegan Quatoriano are out. And other than that, everything's just peachy keen.
Sounds pretty good.
All right. So, you know, I'm an Aggie fan, right? And about once every 3 or 4 years, they seem to have a team that I think is going to finally get it done. This might be one of those years. And okay. I never learn. Like, I'm just always a little too cocky for my britches. I try not to be. I really try not to be. I've learned the hard way. So yesterday, I was like, let me lay it out for you. So we saw the Brandon Ayuk. I guess the rumor is he's going to Cleveland or New England.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, my reaction was, eh, no big deal. Those two squads don't scare me. Dude, Cleveland has Deshaun Watson, whatever he's going to be, really good defense. They're going to add Brandon Ayuk, perhaps. Same thing with New England. They've won like a million Super Bowls. They have obviously a rookie high draft pick at quarterback. And I'm sitting there going, eh, no big deal. Yeah. I feel like we're all getting a little cocky with this
team. Is it the C.J. Stroud effect?
It is the C.J. Stroud
effect. Because, look, the Browns ain't got C.J. Stroud, and New England ain't got C.J. Stroud. And the Browns, they actually have a good roster outside of the quarterback
position. A great roster.
Yeah, it's kind of similar to Pittsburgh, who have a great roster outside of their quarterback situation.
Yeah.
But I still look at them like, eh, they ain't going to do nothing.
713-572-4610. Now, here's the thing. That's not me. You know me. Chris knows me. Everybody listening knows about me or knows me. Like, I'm generally like, let's tap the brakes. Let's be a little careful with things. Let's not get too ahead of ourselves, over our skis, as they like to say. I'm like so confident in this team right now. Like I've said it yesterday. I've never been this confident in a Houston NFL team. Are we too cocky with these squads?
I think so, man. I'm over here like Vin Diesel over here, man. Like it's funny too, because like looking at CJ Stroud, like, and I try to find like the cons of this, like maybe he go through a sophomore slump, or maybe he come down to earth, maybe that was just a magical rookie year, and all this other stuff. But when I see him practice, and you know, honestly, when I see D'Amico speaks and just everything about this team, I'm like, there ain't no sophomore slump nowhere.
I don't know, man. We've been burned so many times in this city. I've been burned. I mentioned the Aggies, you know, like they've been really good here and there, but they've never gotten all the way. I've gotten a little too cocky. And let me illustrate it a little bit here. So you heard right before we came on, they were talking about Cam Akers. And they asked Cam Akers why he decided to come to the Texans. And he said it's a super team. A super team? That's not a super team.
Yeah, that's where I get a little nervous, man. When people start throwing that stuff out, then I'm like, man, I feel like it's bad luck when you have a team and then you throw out Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And it's just like, man, pump the brakes. I want to stay low and build. Stay low and build. Don't bring all of that attention to us right now. But I mean, if you look at it, the team is kind of stacked.
It is stacked, and that's why I'm so confident. We've been out of practice, and I've been just like, I mean, in awe of some of the things that they're able to do, some of the talent that they have. But here's the thing, like CJ Stroud, if he, outside of him getting injured, knock on wood, but if outside of that, like there are still some questions that have to be answered here. Like what if there are some wide receiver issues? You know, we've all been seeing and hearing on Stephon Diggs, this is a different guy. You know, he seems to be all in. Case Keenum, we're going to hear from him later. He's talking about, I see a guy that's taking it to another level. I see a guy that is doing everything right and wants to win. But what if that old Stephon, you know, rears his head, so to speak?
Yeah, that won't be good, man. That won't be good. I was actually thinking something else. I was thinking, what if Bobby Slowick is not the guy we thought he would be? Maybe, you know, because he did have some hiccups during the season last year.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking like, man, maybe when if he take a step back?
Yeah.
Maybe he's not that guy we thought he was, and the offense is not flowing like we think it would flow.
Yeah.
So those are some of the questions I was thinking that could possibly happen if, you know, they don't really, you know, go forward like that. But that's a stretch to me.
Yeah. Well, the wide receiver thing is like, I don't anticipate it happening, but it's happened twice before with Stephon Diggs. Tank Dell, you know, we've talked to him on the show. You know, he seems to be like so confident that he's going to be the dude. Nico Collins got paid like he's going to be the dude. What if there's starting to be a little bit of a, you know, sort of like, I ain't getting the ball enough. You know, that happens everywhere.
Yeah, and I think it really happens if they're losing.
Yeah.
If everybody winning, then, you know, who cares? But once they start losing and, you know, frustration start happening on the sideline, then it's like, man, that's when it happens. That's when people start saying, give me the ball.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not giving me the ball.
I'm glad you mentioned that about what if they start losing. I've been saying on the record, again, my confidence is off the charts with this squad, like off the charts, like it's never been before for a Houston pro football team. And I feel like I'm kind of looking over my shoulder like, am I missing something? Okay, so you mentioned the first six games. To me, I've said multiple times I could see them going 5-1. That is probably, you know, the most gettable part of the schedule, and I'll get into it here in a second. But Danico Autry's not going to play. He's suspended.
Yeah.
Maybe the linebackers, which were thin in the first preseason game, and that's all we have to go by, you know, don't have the depth. Maybe the offensive line takes a little longer to get in groove. Like, so, I mean, are we just, simple question, are we too cocky here?
I think so, man. I think so. Like, I like being cocky, don't get me wrong, but I think it is some legit question. I think it's some questions with the DBs. Like, I don't know who's starting where. All I know is Jimmy Ward is probably starting, and hell, he get injured a lot, man.
Yeah.
So it's like, if he go down and Petrie of last year, then that's not, to me, that's not good. That's a little scary.
Yeah, first six games at Indy, Chicago, at Minnesota. A little bit of good news there, by the way. We'll get to that later. Jacksonville at home, Buffalo at home, and at New England. To me, that's the most gettable part of the schedule. Autry's going to be out. The offensive line is going to be trying to find itself, you know, so to speak. And obviously linebacker depth, we don't know how guys are going to hold up there. And then we just went through the injury report, or the who's here, the attendance report. Mixon is injured. I didn't think he was. Like, I saw him running around on the side with Laremy Tunsil. I thought they were just treating him like a veteran running back should be treated. But he's missing again.
Yeah, and I mentioned that a couple weeks ago, man. That kind of got me worried, man. I think, and see, the thing is, if we were getting Damian Pierce his rookie year, mm-hmm. then I'd be like, okay, that's fine. Yeah. Damian Pierce can hold it down, but I'm not sure what Damian Pierce we getting.
Yeah.
So, it really got me worried. Like, is Mixon gonna miss any time? I'm sure he probably gonna miss mm-hmm. a game or some games.
Yeah.
But I'm like, man, we really didn't address that backup running back position like that.
So. Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see on Cam Akers. You know, if you didn't hear yesterday,
there ain't no Devin Singletary here.
Ain't no Singletary here just yet. We haven't seen it yet. But the Texans are going to play their starters against Pittsburgh. Doubtful that Joe Mixon will get on the field. We'll see about Damian Pierce, and then I would expect him to play. And then Cam Akers and Dari Ogunbowale. And then, you know, you also mentioned, what if they lose some games? I was talking about early. But if they start, and this is the one thing that I have said, like, as confident as I am in this team, the one thing I've said repeatedly is the Texans are going to play a lot of close games, because look at the quarterbacks that they're going to face. They're going to face Josh Allen, Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers, Jared Goff, Dak Prescott, Tua, Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and then some other guys. But those guys right there, look at, like, Lamar Jackson, you know, Tua, Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers. They're not going to just cave.
Yeah.
You know?
And they're going to score.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to score. So you're going to have to keep up with them.
Absolutely. So it's just like, I feel like, you know, we should be confident. I don't see a lot of holes on this squad, but 713-572-4610. You know, if you want to weigh in on look, Houston knows. Houston, we've had our hearts pulled out of our chest a number of times. And then I'm glad we got this text from the 614. The biggest thing to remember is you still have CJ and D'Amico. Well, if you set, obviously CJ we know. But D'Amico is interesting because, you know, he's such a good leader, a good, you know, deliverer of the message, you know, of we haven't done anything yet. But that's still, there's still the human element involved. Yeah, like Cam Akers calling it a super team.
Yeah, I think it's a little PTSD. Mm-hmm. Like you mentioned how you went through heartbreaks with this team. I went through heartbreaks back up in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Just, you know, them having them winning the offseason mm-hmm. and having a bad season right after that. And that's where I think we all just got PTSD when people start bragging about how great this team is and mentioning Super Bowl and super teams. That's, I think, just the human element. We just kind of say, let's pump the rate. We try to find something wrong.
Yeah. Another texter says, man, this first segment is depressing. No, I what I'm telling you is I'm like extremely confident with this team. I'm just, like, worried that it's me, that it's us, that it's Houston. Like, we've been here before.
Yeah,
you know?
We had good off seasons, and then the season come, it's just like, well, this ain't what we planned.
Does anybody remember Deshaun Watson?
Yeah.
Going into, you know, 2019, whatever it was. And we're like, all right, it's finally happened. That dude's going to get it done.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, like, the off-the-field stuff. I'm just saying things happen to this city.
Yeah, and I think it's just all the heartbreaks we went through, we kind of expect something bad to happen
mm-hmm.
or expect it to go downhill. And honestly, maybe we are overreacting. Maybe this is a Super Bowl team. Maybe this is a super team.
Yeah.
And maybe they will rack off maybe 14, 15 wins or something. I don't know.
Well, that's where I am.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
And that's why I'm questioning it. Frankly, I can't remember the last time I saw a Houston team, a football team, and I said, oh, yeah, they can win 11-12.
Yeah.
Like, off just like that.
Yeah.
Like, they can win 11-12.
I think the confident thing is when you go outside of the city and talk to other fans,
yeah,
see what they say about your team.
Oh, they're all off the charts.
Yeah, they say, hey, y'all got a good squad. Yeah. Oh, CJ Stroud is him.
Yeah.
It's a lot of good
You probably
things.
Heard a lot of that in Canton.
A lot of it. Mm-hmm. I hear it all the time. Even my family up in Cleveland, mm-hmm. they say, man, y'all got a good one.
Yeah.
And, hey, I'm rooting for CJ. I know they all Ohio State fans, but yeah. people are outside the city are confident in this yeah. team, and it looks scary.
Well, let me ask you this, because this is a possibility, too. Maybe we're just not used to it. I'm not used to having a squad.
I know. I'm damn sure.
You know what I mean? We don't. We're doubting ourselves because we're like fans in New England the last two decades. Like, they weren't doubting themselves because they were used to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So they knew it was always championship or bust.
Mm-hmm.
So it just feel kind of weird that we the pretty girl right now.
Yeah.
And yeah, it kind of got me a little nervous, mm-hmm. but. I just can't wait for the season to start so I can actually see this.
You mentioned Ohio State. Like, you go through your schedule, like, in your mind, when the schedule comes out everywhere, you're like, W, 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 probably a W, W, W. We're not used to that.
Yeah, and see, I'm glad you brought up Ohio State mm-hmm. because when I watch them, and if they struggle with Indiana in the first half.
If it just doesn't
half,
look good, yeah.
It's just, I'm turning the TV off. I'm like, this is disappointing. We need to fire this coach.
I'm ready
They only
for it.
Won by 21. Like, what is going on here?
Is that what it is? We're just not used to having a squad. I think this season is going to determine it. Like, if they really are that thing, boy, yeah. heaven help people who are not fans of the Texans, because we're going to be insufferable.
Exactly. Especially, and I feel like they're going to do better than the Cowboys.
Yeah.
So that's another cherry on top.
Yeah. It's just a weird feeling. I woke up this morning. Well, I saw that IUK stuff yesterday, and I'm like, nah, they don't scare me.
I woke up like that too, and I also woke up to be glad that we're not in the wide receiver business.
Yeah,
because I'm like, I don't know what they're gonna give up for him.
Well, all kinds of stuff being mentioned.
I'm fine with Stephon Diggs. I yeah. feel like. We got a good price for him, mm-hmm. so I'm fine with that. I don't want to give up no first and another receiver. All I don't know what they asking for, but I'm not that big of an IUK fan to yeah. be giving up all that for paying them.
We got those H-Town blue glasses on, man.
Yeah, I know, man.
And we're gonna find out. We're gonna find out pretty soon. I mean, here's the thing. Like, I remember, I think it was 2011 or 12 preseason, and the Texans had that same game that we're gonna have. On Friday night, where all the starters played in the preseason,
yeah.
and I was out at an event with some listeners and the Texans with Schaub and Andre and Owen Dan, the whole gang, Arian. They just went boom, 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 touchdown, boom, 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 touchdown. And I remember turning to a guy to my right and said, "As long as they stay healthy, man, as long as they stay healthy, they're gonna make a run." And they didn't stay healthy. they didn't stay healthy.
See, it's a little tricky with the preseason too, because like. Me being up in Cleveland, I just seen the Browns go 4-0 in preseason. And I'm thinking like, oh, yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
They ain't win a game since. I think that's the season they went 0-16 or something crazy. Where I'm just like, man. But I'm ready to see some football, but I'm ready for the regular season, man.
I'm ready for Friday night and then the regular season.
Yeah.
I don't know how much more the starters are going to play, but I am ready for Friday night. All right, that was helpful. I actually feel better that I should be cocky. All right, so let's hear from Kenyon Green next, because Kenyon Green spoke yesterday. We didn't quite get to it. It was after our show, and he said like the critics should. He wants them to eat their words. He said that he wants respect. What would it take to convince you? I mean, I got my thoughts. I know Figgy's got his. We're gonna hear from Kenyon Green next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Cause it's Taco Tuesday!
Deal tipping on Fobos, wrapped in Fobos.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Great day, great day! Oh, give me some juice, baby!
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
You know what I'm bringing today. You know what I'm bringing today. Let's go.
Go to work.
Let's go.
Hey, Sam.
Sports Radio 610.
All right, I got to pull the curtain back just a little bit here.
Uh-oh.
I got to pull the curtain back just a little bit. So Figgy Figg's in studio with me. The great Chris Santiago is behind the glass doing what Figgy usually does. And, man, he's just flexing now.
I know,
Chris,
man.
Is just flexing now, man. So, like, when we're in a break, I'm drinking my coffee around lunchtime. I'm finishing my sandwich or whatever. So a lot of times, you know, you got to get ready for the segment coming up. And Santiago does something that you don't. And I'm like, man, I love that. Man, I love that. He goes, 1 minute, guys. 30 seconds, guys. So I'm like, all right. Put my coffee down. Put my sandwich down. I'm like, Figgy doesn't do that.
I do not do that, man. I'm not telling y'all anything, man. When the show come back, the show come back.
And we're chewing and
hey,
drinking.
I don't care. You always got to be ready, man.
Got to stay ready, man. You know,
yeah, man. The camera is on, yeah. So we live. Right. When we come back, we live.
Hey,
baby.
We are sometimes when we're not ready. I guess I'm not the only one because during that break we got a bunch of texts about like maybe I'm not used to it. Am I too cocky? A couple of people said that's the no hitter syndrome in Houston. Another guy said his Dallas coworker is saying, say it's our year, say it's your year. And he says, I'm refusing to say it. Another guy said that, you know, we just don't realize that we've never been here before. We always get burned. So, yeah, it's tough.
It's PTSD.
It is.
It's PTSD, man. I mean, we all got it at some point where if something good is happening, then it's like, man, there's something bad about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So you just kind of wait. But. We gotta get that mindset out, man. We gotta be cocky.
I just had to talk about it because I'm like, man, I've never been here before, but I'm not changing.
Yeah,
I think this squad is it, man. Part of it is gonna be what happens with Kenyon Green. You know, I'm pulling for him.
Yeah,
Atascocita High School.
Why.
Yeah, Atascocita High School. That's where my kids went. Played football there. My kids did too. They know Kenyon. Texas A&M. He was a stud there. Played every position. So I'm pulling for him, but I just like, are you ready to say he's the starting left guard?
I am. Mm-hmm. I am. But
you seem really confident.
I don't.
I am.
I am. Yeah, I'm not really confident, yeah. But I do think he had a good camp. I think he looked all right. He had a couple hiccups, but who don't?
Yeah.
So I think he is. I just don't know if he's ever going to live up to that
Chris,
first round pick.
I am, but like Figgy said it, I think that's a great point. I don't think he's there yet to live up to that first round.
So nobody's confident.
Yeah, and it's just like, especially as a first round pick, expectations are high.
I'm not confident.
So
I mean, flat out. I said it before the offseason even began. I'm going to wait 4 or 5 games into the regular season before I declare anything. I think you have to.
Yeah, and that's fair. That's mm-hmm. fair. But at this point, I guess the bar dropped lower for me where mm-hmm. I'm like, man, if this guy could just get on the field and start,
mm-hmm.
that's a success. Because last year, he didn't even play.
Yeah.
But if he could just be on the field and play games, then that's a success right there. I don't know how good he's going to be. I don't know if he's going to be the worst guy on the line.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, man, just get out there and try to figure it out.
You like we know he's come back different. Like when they were asking him, you're going to hear from Kenyon Green here in just a second, like asking about what is – I saw another video, interview with Kenyon Green because he's down to 315. He looks the part, man. He definitely looks the part.
He looked like an NFL player now.
Yeah.
When he first got in, he kind of looked like a
yeah.
I don't want to say high schooler, but
he had baby fat.
Yeah, he did. It looked like he was just – it looked like he haven't did anything with his diet,
yeah.
haven't worked out like how an NFL player should work out.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, he looked like he got in the gym and he got serious.
Yeah, and they asked him, like, okay, what was your most, like his highest weight? He refused to answer.
As he should.
But he's at 315 now and looks really good. So this was Kenyon – talking about some of that transformation.
Yes, definitely. Just going out there, being able to, you know, continue to do the right things each play is the most important thing, you know, being available and accountable for everything I'm doing. So I'm just happy that I'm out there, you know, can compete with my teammates.
See, and that's part of the reason that I'm going to wait into the regular season because, you know, it's not just like – because he's had his moments, you know, even before he had his moments – but the problem has been staying on the field and consistently playing at a high level. So that ain't going to happen on Friday night in 2 series or whatever they play against the Steelers.
Yeah.
It's going to happen over 4 or 5 games into the regular season.
Yeah, and he going to be matched up against some good defenses. So mm-hmm. that's where the test will be. If he can just hold his own right there, and I'm not saying he need to be an all-pro or anything like that. If he could just be decent,
mm-hmm.
and they got some decent play out of, you know, Kendrick Green and other players like that, but if he can just be that and just hold his own,
yeah,
then I think that's fine right there. And then eventually I think we can talk about him stepping it up in the next couple years and maybe living up to that number, I think number 15
yeah.
overall pick.
Okay, so you mentioned the offensive line. And some of the guys behind him. I want to get to that in a second. But obviously, the number one thing is having all 5 guys in the position. See, and Sean brought this up last week, and it was a really, really good point. Like, it's not just like they're back, but they're back in the positions that they were designed, either drafted for or acquired for, to play. Titus Howard, right tackle. You know, obviously, Juice Scruggs, center. Shaq Mason, Kenyon Green, Laremy Tunsil's left tackle. So this was Kenyon talking about that.
Definitely in this offense, you know, everything got to click together, you know, especially as a unit, play as one. So being out there, you know, working with everybody, you know, it's just getting everybody better. And I feel like, you know, all it's going to do is just increase our game.
Yeah. Yeah. And you mentioned this, and I thought it's an important point. Like they can get by without Kenyon Green. They can get by. Get by may not cut it.
Yeah.
But you have Kendrick Green. And then they brought in Cameron Irving. And you know, I was saying yesterday, I think he's a good player. You know, you're kind of battle-worn on him.
Yeah. I think you could kind of get by with him,
You can get by with him. He started in this league. He's played in this league for 9 years.
Yeah.
They brought him in, like I said, you know, Skowronek is a better example. But they brought him in after the first preseason game, you know, when maybe they saw some things on the offensive line. So you can get by without Kenyon Green stepping up, but they do have guys as options. I mean, maybe that's a message to kind of push Kenyon Green.
It could be, and that kind of worried me a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like I said in the first second, I ain't trying to be that guy that's worrying about everything right now, but that is an issue, man. If that's the reason why they brung him in, because they not sure about mm-hmm. Kenyon Green, then that's a little troubling to me, man.
Yeah. Look, he had a good moment. I think it was yesterday. Like he something happened, he got, you know, dinged up and he had to get off the field, and he like ran back on the field after one play. Like, that alone shows me everything I need to know about at least how he's trying to change, you know?
Yeah, no, and that's a good thing. That's what we were waiting on all season.
Mm-hmm.
How do I keep getting ready to say Kendrick Green now?
Yeah, I know.
But how do Kenyon Green look? And he came back. He looked good. He looked like an NFL player. And now we want to see how he reacts to practice and eventually get into a game, see how he is during the game.
Yeah, this was Kenyon Green. And again, this is not a little thing. I think it's important for him to understand, like, I'm not just going to stand on the sideline if I get dinged up.
You know, it's a part of the game. You know, you just got to continue to go. So, definitely, I won't like to do that again. But, you know, it is what it is, you know. Yeah, yeah.
It is what it is.
But he went back on there. And I don't know if he would have done that last year.
Yeah.
Got his bonus. His work ethic was questioned. I don't know if it's legit or not, but it was questioned. His weight was questioned. Well, he's come back. He's trim. He's 315. He's fighting to get back on the field. He's got the starting position. And that's the number one thing that has me encouraged about Kenyon Green, because D'Amico Ryans and Nick Cassero, they're not going to just do it because they drafted him number one. It's too much on the line this year. Yeah. He's going to be on the field because he earned it.
Yeah,
I just think it needs to happen.
Yeah, I agree. I think, like I said, I'm over the point of this is a first round pick and he got to be an All Pro for the next 8-10 years.
Mm-hmm.
If he could just,
he don't need to be an All Pro.
Yeah, if he could just get on the field and hold that position down. He ain't got to be a pro bowler or nothing like that. If he could just be there for all of the games, start all games, and just be consistent, then I think that's okay, man. I kind of threw that whole first round pick out the window.
No,
man.
I think they have too.
Yeah, let's just keep him. It was to me, it was a bad look. He didn't even play last year.
Yeah.
So this year he got to play and just be consistent and hold that spot down.
Man, it'd be huge. It'd be really huge, especially to have those other guys. With the depth. All right, so let's localize it next. We're going to talk Astros because, I'll ask the question. I think this offense is officially in a funk. I don't know if you guys think so or not, but I'm going to tell you why the Astros need to snap out of it like yesterday. That's next.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
All right, a lot can happen during a commercial break.
Yeah.
Holy moly. Just as we're talking about it, not good news. Not good news for the Houston Texans. Titus Howard went down on the practice field, according to Jonathan Alexander, who you heard here yesterday. He's on the scene in Ohio as the Texans are practicing. Went to the medical tent and rode off on a cart. Here's that. And Stephon Diggs was in a went for a deep ball thrown by CJ Stroud.
Collided with Jimmy Ward.
Yep. And stayed down for a while, but he apparently jogged back to the offense. Into the field.
Yep.
So, yeah, we got starters coming on Friday. I don't know about Stephon Diggs now, to be honest. You got to err to the side of caution.
Yeah, I don't think Titus Howard.
We'll see.
Yeah, I'm looking at Titus Howard, man.
Yeah. You're going to hear from Bobby Slowick live. D'Amico is not going to be speaking today. Well, at least not formally. I'm sure we'll get something out from him that you can listen to. And so we'll hear what their thoughts are on that. But Titus Howard, we'll update you as soon as we get it. I'll be texting as soon as I can to get this information for you guys. But Titus Howard rode off on a cart. Man, how about Blake Fisher?
Yeah, Nick was cooking, man. Mm-hmm. He was ahead of his time with that pick.
Yeah, so Blake Fisher would be starting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Laremy Tunsil. Nick Brucker went in, or Brecker, Brocker, Bricker, went in for Titus Howard when he went down. So maybe Brecker would be at the right tackle.
Yeah, and Fisher be.
And Fisher left tackle.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. I think Brecker would be right tackle.
Isn't it crazy how y'all were just talking about.
Like,
you were like, were we getting too cocky? And then, bam.
Yeah. And you got a text in the break from our girl Mary.
Yeah, shout out to Mary Fox.
Yeah.
She said, I'm doing a good job for doing this show. But she said she kind of got her fingers crossed, too. She's a little nervous, too.
Yeah. So, we're not used to it.
Yeah.
We want nice things.
That's part of being a fan sometimes, man. Like, the heartbreaks are awful. And when stuff are going good, you kind of think like, man, it's too good to be true.
Yeah. Yeah, well, here especially. Like, we want nice things. I always say it's okay to have nice things. A texter reminded me that. I guess it's shell-shocked. All right, so how are you feeling about the Astros right now?
Man, no offense.
Yeah.
No doggone offense.
Their offense hit rock bottom, I feel. At least from the early season, when it was definitely rock bottom. In the eighth and ninth innings last night. I don't know if it's time to worry about this thing slipping away, but we'll kick it around here, because last night the Astros went 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. They got 4 hits. They left 11 runners on base. And over the last 8 games now, the offense is batting .210. Altuve and Bregman struggling a little bit. And Kyle Tucker is out at least through August, if you're going to believe what Joe Espada said.
It's not looking good, man, especially since the starting pitching been looking all right. It looked like they got something going.
Yeah.
And this is the wrong time for the offense to be struggling like this.
Well, my thing is, how many more times are you going to be able to waste these starting efforts? Like, they're starting B-set. I mean, you said it. Their starting pitching has been excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So, it sucked too, because the trade deadline is gone, and this is the guys they got to roll with.
Yeah.
So, they got to figure something out, or they're going to be out of the playoffs.
So, in the eighth inning, the Astros had the bases loaded and nobody out, and they got nothing. In the ninth inning, they did scratch out one run, and it wasn't exactly like they ripped the ball. It was a swinging bunt single, and then they struck out twice with the bases loaded. They still had a chance to win the game. They still had a chance to win the game. They got two dudes that got hit by pitches to take the lead in the 10th, but then, against the Rangers, by the way, in the bottom of the 10th, this happened.
That ball hit high and deep to right field, and this game's over. Josh Smith walks it off. Rangers down to their final out of the 10th. And the Astros lose in a heartbreaker 4-3. A two-out home run in the 8th ties it. And a two-out home run in the 10th wins it.
Say it. It's, boy, you said a mouthful. I mean, if the Astros can't win this series. Now, they got Fromber going tonight and our guy Kikuchi. Tomorrow, and I swear I'm not saying this because you just played that, but it's going to get a little hairy.
We love Kikuchi.
So it's going to be some hairy Kikuchi.
It could get a little hairy if the Astros can't win this series.
That would be depressing, man.
Yeah,
because I don't know how Kikuchi going to do in this start, but if he have another solid start and they don't win this game,
yeah, we need Fromber to show something tonight to stop the bleeding, because they're not scoring runs, they're not winning in games, they're on a slide right now, and they only have one gimme series in their next 25 games. Like, they faced the White Sox have lost 21 games in a row.
Yeah, this is embarrassing. I hope if they lose anything to the White Sox,
nothing,
this season is over.
Nothing. You got to sweep the White Sox, because around the White Sox you've got the Red Sox twice, the Orioles, the Phillies, the Rays, and the Royals. Those teams right now are a combined 41 games over 500.
Yeah, they pretty good, man. They pretty good. So, yeah, they gotta do something. This offense got to do something.
They got to win the series the next 2 games against the Rangers. They got to sweep the White Sox and then hold your own against those other squads. They're 41 games over 500. Like, this is it. This is we've said it like 10 times. You know, this could be a big series. This could be a big stretch. This is the big stretch.
Yeah.
100%.
You got to do something, bro. Y'all got to do something.
All those guys, all those teams currently have, outside of the White Sox, of course, currently have a better record than the Astros. The good news is the Mariners and the Rangers, their schedules are slightly easier than the Astros, but not a lot easier. So it's going to come down to who hits the ball.
Yeah.
They got to hit the ball.
Yeah, they got to step up, man.
How many more games can this team? Like Hunter Brown was really good last night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They started pitching was good, man. I know the bullpen been a little shaky, which mm-hmm. is a little troubling because it's a little expensive.
Yeah.
But man, Ryan Stressly.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
oh, he gave it up.
Yeah. I'm just like, oh man, it's one of these games. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think, and the starting pitcher, I have no issue with the starting pitcher right now.
No.
This is what they wanted.
They're not scoring runs.
Yeah.
They're not scoring runs, and they're facing those great teams again. I mean, they're facing teams outside of the White Sox that are 41 games over 500. Like they're a game and a half back now in the standings. If the Rangers win this series or heaven forbid sweep, then they're going to be within 2 games of the Astros.
Yeah.
That ain't great.
It's not good.
That ain't great. Localizing it here in the loop with Figgy Fig and Chris Santiago. This is just sort of like, why not for me? Like, so the Dodgers released Kevin Biggio. No, he was with the Blue Jays. Did okay for a while. I think he was actually getting some votes for Rookie of the Year back a few years ago. But they had to make room for Freddie Freeman. They released Kevin Biggio. Just bring him into the system.
I would. I mean, they ain't going to hurt nothing, is it?
No.
Yeah, bring him in.
Just bring him into the system. You know, he's from here. He knows the system. He knows the team. His dad's here. You know, Craig Biggio, if you didn't know that already.
Word.
Yeah, yeah. You never know. You never know. I mean, the Astros right now, they got a lot to think about. They've got, obviously, you know, Justin Verlander, Luis Garcia. We'll see on that. We'll probably get an update from Espada today on those two guys. So we'll see what they can do there. But the starting pitching getting an issue. They just got to score runs. They got to swing the bats.
Yeah, I would bring Biggio in right now. Hell, I'm bringing his dad.
Into the system. I'm not saying up here. But
Yeah, why not? Just bring them in. Man, they got to do something, man.
Yeah. And, you know, I mentioned Altuve and Bregman. Altuve's, you know, I'm guessing he's going to be fine. He goes to those stretches. Bregman has been so up and down right now, and you can't not – you cannot afford to not have those guys hitting when Kyle Tucker's out, the offense is struggling, and you got that schedule coming up. Just can't do it.
Yeah, it's tough, too, because I don't know when Kyle Tucker coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know Joe Espada said maybe no time in August or something like that, or sometime in August. Or
maybe
know.
Not in August.
Yeah, true. We might not see him for the rest of the season. I would be surprised if that was the case.
And at this point, I would not.
Yeah, so... Man, they got to step up, man.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I do want to ask you about this because we were talking in the break. I saw one of your Instagram. I guess you retweeted or reposted.
Yeah, I reposted.
Reposted on Instagram. And it was from, I guess you have a brand ambassador?
I do. I have a brand manager. Yeah, shout out to.
You have a brand manager?
I do. A personal brand manager.
I don't have a brand manager. I want a brand manager.
Hey, get you one, man. She might be hiring. Hire.
But I saw this. I'm like, look at Figgy. So she posted something about Figgy has his first, quote, major brand endorsement.
Yeah, man.
Whoa, come on. Come on. What is Figgy? Let me ask the question, too. 713-572-4610. What should Figgy's first major brand endorsement be?
I wish it was like something to do with like chicken wings or something like that. I could eat chicken wings all day. But so this season, I'm taking my talents to. No, I'm just playing. So this season, I'll be working with Kroger. So all Kroger, right.
That's major.
Yeah, they bringing me on to represent them. And I'll be doing some cool stuff, some cool content stuff with them throughout the Texan season. Mm-hmm. And so I'm super fired up about that.
It's you with a major brand. Yeah, I want a major. What would my major brand endorsement be?
It got to be something fishing.
Fishing, barbecue?
Yeah, you got to endorse like some type of fishing bait or something like that.
Some baits. Yeah,
or a boat.
Well, yeah.
A boat.
I do have a good deal with the my boat, that's for sure.
Yeah, we got to hook you up or get do something with Columbia or fishing shirts or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be.
Hair products, they said for you.
For me?
Yeah.
That would work.
Yeah.
That would work. Maybe some hair dye.
Yeah, some hair dye.
Yeah. Since I'm always dying my hair.
All right. So Texans on the practice field. It ain't going great. It ain't going great. Well, it is in some respects.
We've seen worse around the NFL. Knock on wood. We've seen fights
all over the place too.
It's been a lot of fights.
Malik Neighbors is out of control.
Yeah, apparently the Giants and the Lions don't like each other, man.
Like he was throwing punches.
Hey, and Chris Santiago is a Giants fan.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
Man. Yeah,
that's right. He was. And why are you throwing somebody and punching him in the helmet?
I never understood that, man. I'm not punching no helmet with my bare hands.
He was doing that.
Silly.
All right, so we're going to get you all the latest from Texas practice. Tytus Howard, Stephon Diggs, who's performing well. And a pretty simple question here that I think has a very complicated answer. Who's the backup quarterback? Who's the backup quarterback for your Houston Texans? That's next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.